You're listening to a Big Finish production.
I must confess, I'm slightly disappointed. Horns, forked tails, and is that a pitchfork? Well, who would have thought hell would be so kitsch? Have you tried accessorizing those cloven feet with some kitten heels? I know a little shop on Europa. How about we get out of this place and have some fun?
Hell is not a place. Hell lies deep in the heart of every living creature. Especially yours, River Song.
I'm well aware of that. So you know my reputation. And you still dared to bring me here?
We do not fear you.
Oh, arrogant and stupid. Oh, I am so going to enjoy beating you.
And how will you do that? Alone?
Shh. Spoilers.
Listen. Child of the TARDIS. He's gone. You could have saved him. One last stand. Alone.
Yes, all right, I'm alone. I'm used to it, so what?
Concentrate, Melody. In all of time and all of space, can you sense him?
He's there. He's always there.
Conceived in the vortex, your mind linked with the last of the Time Lords. You have never been alone. Until now.
He's not. No. No, he can't be.
Gone. Empty. Abandoned.
It all begins with water. The ancient ancestors of the human race forcing themselves out of their comfort zone, slithering onto the mud, gasping for air and facing an uncertain future. It was a fabulous moment. We took a picnic. Never underestimate the lure of water. When humans need rest and comfort and peace, they seek out seas, pools, lakes, rivers. My favourite spa retreat is an ice cano on Falagascar 9. The facilities are galaxy class and the service immaculate. The staff are so discreet they're practically invisible. Well, they mostly are invisible. They get a light filter treatment during their training. I've been going there for more years than I care to remember, and they know exactly what I like. Oh, Bila. Oh, that really hits the spot. Yes. Oh, yes. Just there. Oh, perfect. Oh, though your nails are a little bit... Well, you're not Bila.
Just relax, Professor Song.
Where's Bila? And who are you?
My name is Gamare. I represent the Deck Recovery Department at the Luna University.
You're a Formidian. Warrior caste, if I'm not mistaken.
You know my race.
Intimately. Since when did the university employ endangered giant ants as bailiffs?
Since the last time they tried to collect your student loan payments.
Oh, yes. That was fun. I'm sure you heard all about that day.
They say there were no survivors, except you.
And that's all you need to know. Listen, I came here to relax, and so far it's working. You really have got magic fingers. Or mandibles, or whatever you were using. Let's not think about that too much. Anyway, right now I'm feeling very benign for a psychopath. So, here's a thought. Let's just not do this. You can go away, or you can join me in the steam room. It's up to you. But I warn you, if you attempt extortion, kidnapping, or any similar irritations, you will be praying for a planet-sized kettle of boiling water to put you out of your misery, and I'd be feeling very guilty about the fate of one of the last surviving representatives of your species. You understand?
Professor Song, by the order of the Arch-Chancellor, you will accompany me.
Oh, no, I won't.
Where did you...
Thank you, Bila. Invisible staff are just the best, aren't they? I take it her associates have been dealt with?
Yes, Professor Song.
You traitors! We bribed you.
I already bribed them more. Right, I'll take all of your weapons. I don't have four arms, but a girl can never have too many guns.
Stop this! Whatever she's paying you, my employers can pay you triple. Name your price.
Yes, name your price, Billa. How much to make an enemy of me?
There's not enough money in the galaxy.
Exactly. Maybe we should let her live. She can tell that to her employers.
I did. They wouldn't listen.
You knew they were sending you on a suicide mission.
I volunteered.
Why?
I wanted to meet you.
Well, everybody does.
I did not want to hurt you. I swear by the Queen, I need your help.
Everybody says that, too. I need a reason. Basically, what's in it for me?
The Liparian system.
What about it?
A signal has been detected. A message. For you.
What does it say?
I don't know. You will have to ask Professor Still.
Still? What? Jemima Still?
She says you were classmates.
Well, we were. And if she's a professor, the university is clearly desperate. Right, well, just let me get some clothes on.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Liparian Studies Module 101. I am Professor Still, but of course, you knew that. Why else would you be here? To begin at the beginning. The Liparian system, a thriving, bustling community of worlds, blessed with an abundance of minerals and other natural resources, the Liparian Alliance rose to become one of the foremost powers in the galaxy. And then, what happened? Anyone? You. Yes, you. Being at the back with the gaseous pseudopodia.
Nothing.
Nothing. Well, isn't that good news? So I can book my summer holiday on the glittering beaches of Liparia 1, can I?
No.
No. Why not?
Because it isn't there.
Really? The Astro Department's cosmic scans would beg to differ. According to them, the Liparian system is very much there. But nothing can get in or out because it's time-locked.
No, it isn't!
Who said that?
Who's that? It's her.
Me. Temporal deadlock requires Gallifreyan technology, and there's no evidence of Time Lord tampering. Believe me, I know all about that.
Hello, River.
Jemima, I got your invitation.
So I see. Many fatalities this time?
Just one. Oh, the quality of teaching at this place. Who on Luna gave you a degree?
We don't all have your connections. Some of us have to rely on our own hard work and intelligence.
Ah, and yet, despite those handicaps, here you are, a professor. Okay, forget everything she's taught you. The Liparian system isn't time-locked, it's time-less. You can't get in or out because there's no time to do it in. Somebody's taken the time out of space-time.
Well, that's impossible.
And that's what makes it so sexy.
But how is that possible? How can time be removed?
Why not the time?
Who did that?
We should talk privately. Quiet! This seminar is postponed. Take the time to study my guide to the mysteries of Liparia. There are plenty of copies available from the university bookshop. Come in. Excuse the mess.
Mess? Okay, this is a 93-carat psychic crystal from Liparia 4. I can't believe they trust you with all this stuff.
I am the universe's foremost authority on Liparian artifacts.
And you have a message for me.
Did the bailiff tell you that?
Her name is Gamare, and I nearly killed her. Why didn't you just call me yourself?
You'd have said no. And bailiffs are cheap.
Oh, you really haven't changed at all. So, tell me about the message.
Spod?
Yes, Prof?
Spod?
My research assistant. Always tinkering with gadgets in the back room. Spod, meet River Song.
River Song? Wow. This is amazeballs. Wow, I'm...
And you're Spod. It's an unusual name for a Class X battle cyborg.
It's a nickname. Basically, my full warble code translates as Scorn's Peril of Death, but... Sorry, I can't believe it's really you.
He's something of a fan.
I'm so into the whole Time Lord thing.
I'm not exactly a Time Lord.
But you can prove they're real.
Well, of course they are. What are you teaching in this place?
Many people believe the Time Lords to be a myth, or an allegory, or a metaphor.
Some metaphor.
I know, it's totally cray. But I've been going through the university archives, studying Gallifreyan artefacts.
Alleged Gallifreyan artefacts.
Okay, most of them were basic junk. But then I found this device. Come and see.
A Warborg student.
Humour him, he is very keen. And the funding we get from the Cyborg Opportunity Commission of Talvar...
Oh, say no more. Oh, pretty. What is it?
I'm still figuring that out. But look at the symbols. It has to be Time Lord in origin. It picked up a signal, basically a distress call from the heart of the Liparian system.
And who could send a message with no time to send it in? What does it say?
I deciphered a double-meaning cluster. Repeated in a multitude of languages and communication systems.
It all boils down to two words.
Oh, let me guess. Hello, sweetie?
No. Why would you think that?
I have successfully translated the first cluster as dihydrogen monoxide in constant movement, the second as an identifiable sequence of sonic waves.
So, River and Song. He needs me. But the vortex manipulator can't travel to a place with no time. Oh, I can't help you, my love.
But listen, this is the clever bit. I think this device is basically a time field generator.
So that's how it picked up a message from a timeless world. And well, can you use it to travel there?
We can't. It would require a user with the Rassilon imprimatur. You know, Time Lord DNA.
Again, I'm not exactly a Time Lord.
No, but your manufacture was initiated in the Time Vortex.
Well, that's one way of putting it.
So, can you work this thing or not?
Shall we find out? Hello.
It's responding to you.
Isn't it just?
Oh, amazeballs.
Good. So, if we link it to your vortex manipulator, we can generate a portable time bubble, which should allow us to enter the Liparian system.
Us?
Obviously. I shall be leading the mission. Any objections?
No, none at all. We're attempting to hack Time Lord technology, so there's a very high chance we'll be torn apart atom by atom. I can't think of anyone I'd rather travel with. Now, let's talk about my fee. They called you a myth, my love. And so you are. But you're also the realest person in the universe. And yet, in this place, at this time, for some reason, when I close my eyes, I can't find you. Oh, it happens sometimes. You can't be everywhere, but it feels so not right. Like something's wrong with you, with us. If something or someone has taken you completely out of space and time, how would I know the difference? Well, they might rip the whole of reality apart to get rid of you, but if they want to keep us apart, they'll have to try much harder than that. If you can't meet my conditions, there'll be no trip. No priceless knickknacks, no best-selling book.
But I don't have the authority.
Then find someone who has. I want all outstanding debts written off.
All right, but this ant person thing...
My name is Gamare.
Yes, she travels with us.
Why?
I made a promise. And we need security. If she's brave enough to face me, she can cope with just about anything.
The message. Professor? Hello, I'm Spot. Are you coming on the field trip too? I've seen you around.
Gamare, I know your battles.
Oh, I haven't fought any yet.
Your battles, your college bills, they're paid on time.
Yes. Always wanted to meet a Phamidian.
Now you have.
The message, Spod? Something about the signal from Liparia?
Oh, yes, that. I think it's changed.
What? But I translated it.
No. I was running my own algorithms, and it's saying something different. The first meaning cluster translates as partner, male partner.
Husband.
I haven't cracked the other one completely yet. It's something like waiting, not moving, maybe dead.
Let's not jump to any conclusions. I take it we're on our way, then?
You know my terms.
All right. I'll see to it you get everything you want. We leave in 1 hour.
Unfortunate choice of words. Time Lords love booby traps. I'm not just talking about death, but dematerialization. Worst case scenario, we never existed.
Then we would feel no pain.
Or technically we'd be trapped in an infinity of pain. One moment, never ending for all eternity. Just saying, sorry.
You have done the reading.
Just get on with it.
All right, synchronizing vortex manipulator. Coordinates set. Activating time field generator. Oh, pleasant trip, everyone. See you on Liparia 1. All right, you've made your point. Now, would you mind telling me where we are?
In hell.
Yeah, you said. But nope, not buying that. It's a clever trick, diverting my time bubble. But you lose points for the cheesy devil costumes. Now, where are we, really?
Nowhere.
And that's not very helpful.
Without him, what is there? The empty void.
Oh, I see. It's meant to be my personal hell. Yeah, a universe without the Doctor, because I'm nothing without him, right?
He's gone.
But you got it wrong. If anything, it's the other way around. Oh, interesting. Yes, it looks just like the real thing. Oh, that sounds like himself is crunching the gears again. Oh, come on, sweetie. What are you doing to her? She's screaming. The TARDIS is screaming. And there goes the cloister bell. He's in trouble. Better drop everything and rush over to save him. I don't think so. Not a bad effort, but you're not getting your hands on my time field generator that way. Mm-mm, not on a first date. This little detour has been most enlightening, but I must get on.
There is no escape.
Oh, but of course there is. Do you really think you're the first extemporal beings to hack my vortex manipulator? Overriding now. Boosting power. Oh, don't worry, I won't.
You cannot abandon him.
And correct. Everyone got all their limbs? Yes, marvellous. Sorry we had a bit of a bumpy ride.
Where did we go? What did you do to us?
Well, looks like we've all been to hell and back. What did you see?
Nothing. It doesn't matter.
So, that place we saw, it wasn't real?
No, just a crude attempt to throw us off course, to scare us.
It felt crazy real. My parent commander telling me I'm the shame of the platoon.
My people! Slaughter!
Yeah, forget it, forget it. It was just a little trick from our enemies, tapping into our fear.
Enemies? I didn't know there'd be enemies.
Well, there usually are. Somebody did this to Liparia. Somebody stole the time from this system, and they're trying to stop us.
But how do they know? About us? About what we fear?
Well, either they read our minds, or...
Or what?
Or we told them.
Well, I didn't.
No. Well, whatever they are, I think they can use the time vortex, so maybe we're going to tell them.
But that would create a paradox. It's impossible.
We're standing in a frozen world, carrying our own supply of time, like oxygen in a diving bell. None of this should be possible. Yet, here we are.
Look. Over there. Is that rain?
It's just hanging there in the sky.
Fascinating.
Our temporal bubble's small. Step outside it and you freeze in time. We stick close together.
I can't believe we're actually here. The only people in a timeless world.
Not the only people.
You think there could be survivors?
Let's find out, shall we?
No. Our priority is to follow the signal.
Really? Because I'd rather like to get out of here alive, which means we should try to find out what's going on before we go blundering into any traps.
You think it's a trap?
Now, let's see if I got the coordinates right. Gamare, do you recognise this area?
Yes, my formicary is less than 10,000 strides away.
Your what?
Her colony. I thought you were an expert on this system.
I know what it means. I didn't know she was local. You lied.
No, you just didn't ask.
I have to find out what happened to my people. And save them, if I can.
But we don't have time.
We have all the time in this world. Or rather, I do. I'm operating the time bubble, which gives you a choice. Follow me, or stay here and become a rather boring statue. Now, which is it to be?
As you say, I don't have a choice.
Good. Then let's go, shall we? We're heading through that static rain, so... Brace yourselves.
Professor Song.
Yes, Spot?
You knew there'd be enemies. If you thought the message was a trap, why did you come?
Why does anything walk into a trap? Because of the bait.
I never thought I'd see my home again. Praise the Queen. It's still here.
It's like a mountain. All those holes and tunnels. Your people built this.
Every formicary is different. Like a fingerprint. Every hive unique. There are so few of them left now. It's beautiful.
It looks perfect. As if nothing ever happened.
Nothing did happen. It's frozen in time, you stupid ant. Can we please get out of this dump now?
You heap of stinking maggot meat. How dare you insult my colony?
Get off me!
Put the maggot food down, Gamare. I promise you, she's not worth it.
She's lower than larvae. I will grind her up and feed her to the Queen.
Spot!
Gamare, you need to chillax. That's basically an order.
Who are you to give me orders?
Actually, I'm the guy with the disintegrator gun.
Nest.
You can take the Warborg out of the warship.
Sorry I had to do that, but it's just a bit of roof.
It was a vital ventilation turret.
It could have been worse. Ask my college dean.
Metal monster, you will answer to the Queen for this.
Happy to. As soon as we've dealt with the time-stealing demons, you can put in a claim for compensation.
Have we all quite finished strangling and blowing things up? Good. Now, here's the plan. We go in, assess the situation, talk to the locals, learn as much as we can, and then we find the source of the signal.
Thank the stars! You remembered why we're here!
But if any of my people survived...
Then we'll save them by taking down whoever caused this. But we're not taking passengers. We travel light. Is that understood?
Understood.
Okay. Gamare, take us to your queen.
We must keep going down.
How much further? I feel like we're about to hit the planet's core.
The royal chambers are on the deepest level. The tunnels only get narrower.
I can't do this. I'm not good with enclosed spaces.
Oh, call yourself an archaeologist. Fine, wait for us back on the surface.
How do I know you'll come back for me?
You don't. On the plus side, once you're out of the time bubble, you literally won't know we're gone.
All right, I'll stay with you.
Oh, since you insist. Gamare, take the lead. Spod, you're her backup. Keep your weapon handy. I can extend the field along the tunnel as we're in a line. I'll stick with the professor. Help her get over her sudden onset claustrophobia.
This way.
I don't think you can make a fool of me.
Yeah, no need. You do that all by yourself. Too easy, Jemima.
You know this is a waste of time. We should be heading straight for the source of the signal.
When I walk into a trap, I like to know who's setting it. Maybe the Formidians can help us.
Maybe, but that's not why we're here, is it? You're putting us all at risk because of the ant woman. Typical.
I think you'll find I'm not generally known for showing pity.
I know that. But you can never resist a chance to show off. This was always your problem. No discipline, no academic rigor.
Still got a better degree than you.
I was distracted at the time, as you might remember.
Might I?
Really? You don't remember Melak?
Melak? Oh, Melak. Oh, look, I turned him down. I sent him back to you.
How very generous.
Oh, not really. He wasn't my type. Oh, way too clingy and desperate. What happened to him anyway?
I married him.
Oh. Of course you did. Gamare, why have we stopped? Are we in the right place? Is there a problem?
We came in here and she just stopped. Her antennae are twitching.
I don't know the way.
Oh, perfect.
You said you could take us to the Queen.
I thought I could, but I've lost the scent.
What does it mean, scent?
Formidians use pheromones to communicate.
You know a lot about us, metal boy.
You've got a fascinating culture. An entire communication network based on smell.
So, with everyone frozen in time, this network goes down.
But you lived here. How can you not know your way around your own colony?
This is not the colony. The people are the colony.
It's a security measure. The colony shares knowledge, and no one person knows the whole layout.
Scent-based technology. Didn't predict that one, did you, Doctor? The Sonic doesn't have a setting for smells.
The Sonic? You've got a Sonic screwdriver.
Well...
Now is not the time to geek out, Spod.
But this is amazeballs! Why didn't you say we could use the amplifier function to expand the time bubble?
I'm well aware of that.
Then why didn't you?
Because I try to avoid lighting a beacon for my enemies. They tried to attack us in the vortex because we drew attention to ourselves. Danger needs time to happen in. But if we stay small and contained, we can manage the risk and deal with one threat at a time.
You could wake the whole hive. You could save my people.
Yes and no. Even if I expand the bubble to the size of this entire planet, it would just be an island of reality in the middle of a howling, timeless void.
Isn't that pretty much the definition of life?
Oh, Jemima, you never were any fun at parties.
Please, Professor Song, think of the younglings, the poor larvae who will never become pupae.
And you said yourself, we need to know what happened here.
Oh, for goodness sake, just wake someone or we'll never get out of this hole.
Well, it seems we don't really have a choice. Amplifying now. This should stretch the bubble enough to wake most of the hive. And goodness only knows what else. Wakey, wakey, everybody!
I can feel them. My people. I am part of the nest again.
So they know we're here. Expect company.
Security breach detected. Guards on their way.
Intruders! Explain yourselves.
Well, that was efficient. It's all right. We're friends.
These people are with me. We're here to help.
How can you help us, Hiveless One?
Hiveless?
He means me. I left. Good for Midians. Just don't do that.
Hiveless One, you must leave or face execution for your treachery.
I may be hiveless, but I'm still a female. I do not take orders from drones. We will speak to the Queen.
Apologies. Sister, requesting audience with the Queen now. Come.
That was easy.
For Midians have a rigidly matriarchal culture.
I like their style.
The aliens, Majesty, and the Hiveless One.
My name is Gamari.
You will speak when the Queen addresses you.
Oh, shut up, male. We don't have time for protocol. Your Majesty, there's a lot to take in, so bear with me.
Step away from the Queen.
What have you done to my guards and your companions?
Nothing. I've just reduced the size of the time bubble so we can have a nice, intimate chat. Just the two of us. Oh, don't worry. The others won't even know they're missing out.
What are you? You don't look like the other demons.
I should think not. I'm Professor River Song.
You took your name from the Time Lord's wife.
One problem with being a living legend, people never believe it's really you. Look, I've just proved I can manipulate time, I've got the sonic trowel, and most importantly, I've got the hair. So let me help you. And we'll do selfies later.
Why would Professor Song help us?
You can thank your hiveless one. Actually, I'd better unfreeze her. Gamari?
River. Majesty.
This way. Huddle. Gamari risked her life to bring me here, even knowing that you'd probably kill her for it.
I expect nothing less from my daughters. You may leave the hive, but the hive never leaves you.
Her Majesty speaks truth.
Wow, and I thought my mother had high expectations. Okay, so you've been under attack by demons. What did they look like?
A child's nightmare. A vision from a story made to frighten larvae in the nursery.
Horns, cloven feet, a heck of a lot of dry ice?
No, fur and claws, a long snout with no teeth and an armor-plated tongue.
Whew, that reminds me of a blind date on Arcturus V. So, creatures like that represent your people's primal fear.
We do not fear the devourers. They are a foolish superstition, fit only for larvae and males.
I too thought that, until these creatures appeared in the hive. They called themselves the Discordia and destroyed everything in their path. Their arms shifted and changed, a new form of attack every instant.
You mean their weapons could transform?
I mean their arms are their weapons. Their limbs spat forth plasma bullets, laser fire, guns, swords, all manner of killing tools. They butchered my finest warriors as if they were no more than termites.
Majesty, I should have been here.
Yes, you should. Can we move past that archway?
Yes, if we stay close together.
Then let me show you what they did to the hatcheries.
What happened here? Where are the pupae? The larvae?
Gone. The Discordia burst into the chambers and destroyed them as they lay sleeping. I begged them to kill me instead, but they laughed. I think they enjoyed my pain.
All the younglings. All gone.
All except one pupa. A girl. See? She is the last and our future.
Listen. She dreams.
How did the Discordia get past your security?
We don't know. They just appeared in the center of the hive. The drones detected no change in the pheromones. The warriors saw nobody enter. It was as if...
As if they had always been here. Which, in a way, they had. I can sense it. They can manipulate time, trample over the rules of causality so they always win. Yesterday, I'd never heard of them. Now they're tapping at the windows of my mind, waiting right outside.
But what are they?
Oh, we've seen them. Let's not be coy about this. They're devils, taking the shape of a monster to frighten their prey. And like all monsters, they're very stupid and very dangerous. Playing games with time, like toddlers playing with a nuclear warhead. They don't know what they've unleashed. Or maybe they do.
What have they unleashed?
Well, for a start, me. Your Majesty, I am so sorry for your loss, and I promise that your hatchlings will be avenged. Gamare, it's time to go.
Take me to the Discordia. I shall bite off their heads. I shall lay eggs in their eyes.
Well, I like your thinking, but you can't beat the devil in a fair fight. They've got time on their side. It'll literally be over before it's begun.
Then how do we destroy these monsters?
I don't know yet. But it'll be fun finding out.
Fun? Are you laughing at us, Professor?
No, I didn't mean...
They say Time Lords play games with the lives and deaths of lesser species. Is this something you learned from your husband?
What makes you assume I didn't teach him?
Gamare, why did you bring this person here to mock us?
I thought she could help us. I had to do something. This is my fault. If I hadn't abandoned the hive, maybe I could have saved it.
Have you forgotten? No hive is dead while its queen lives. Take me away from this place.
I told you, Gamare, no passengers.
A queen is not a passenger.
Then please tell me you're good in a fight.
I will not fight. I cannot risk the survival of the hive.
Sorry, Imaj. You're a liability. You're staying here.
No, you will take me to safety.
When we've beaten the Discordia, you can go anywhere you want.
Take me now. Come back and deal with those monsters.
No chance. Getting here was rough enough the first time. There's no guarantee you'd make a second trip.
Gamare, do not fail us again.
Long live the hive.
What? No, no. What are you doing?
Oh, I don't want to hurt you, but I must have the time generator.
All right. Take it. Okay, you've got it. And now what? You can't kill me. It won't work without me.
And you don't leave without me.
You don't know what you're doing with that thing. If you move too far away from me... You'll die! Gamari, what have you done?
I didn't move too far. I watched you closely. Reduce the bubble size. Step away. Collect what I needed and return. Hush, now. Sleep.
I told you, no passengers.
Which is why I took the device. I knew you would never agree.
And the Queen?
Her Majesty remains frozen here. If we save this world, she will be free. If not, I look to the Hive's future, not its past.
This mission is no place for a child.
But if we cannot save this one, what is this mission for?
It's dangerous. We may not survive.
That was my hell. In the void, coming here. My formicary reduced to ruins. All about me dying. And I was invisible, absent, powerless. I could do nothing to help them.
I'm sorry.
But now, I can. Here. Your device.
What in the name of the Great Technician? How long were we frozen?
The pupa isn't Gamare's. It's the last of her queen's hatchlings.
Marvelous. You drag us into this death trap, you walk off and leave us frozen in time, and now you want to bring another insect along.
I didn't say I wanted to.
I failed the Hive once. I cannot fail again.
Yes, you can. I fail my parent commander all the time. It's easy.
Not for us.
All you did was leave home. Most people do.
If this detour is over, can we find the source of that signal? Can we actually do what we came here to do?
All right, everyone. Back up top. Stay close. I'm keeping our time bubble tight. Don't want to wake anything nasty.
I can't believe you've saddled us with a brat.
She's basically in hibernation, so she's better company than you. Hello. Ah, we're close to the source. Right, look sharp, everyone. We know who caused this. We don't want to run into them.
Do you see that? Is it a mirage?
A ship?
A Nova-class Artarian speed cruiser, to be precise.
Blinking in and out of existence.
Well, I'd say it's more cycling. Watch. Every few seconds on repeat.
Thank you, Spod. Edge forward carefully. As soon as our time bubble touches it, we'll bring it into real time.
That's where the signal is coming from.
Yes. I was expecting something bluer. Spod, get your disintegrator gun ready, just in case.
Is this a good time to say I've never actually shot anyone before? No, probably not.
Do not fear. I am a warrior. I will defend us.
While carrying a baby? I don't think so.
I'll take the pupa. I'm quite happy to keep to the rear. Look, it'll fit nicely in my knapsack.
Oh, you're all heart, Jemima. Okay, we're going to have to time this very carefully.
Temporal shield failing.
I know. So get this message out. I only hope you remember.
Temporal shield gone.
I know. So get this message out. I only hope you remember.
Temporal shield.
3, 2, 1, jump. And again. 3, 2, 1, jump. All right, I've got it. The hold is open. We jump in through the hatch when the ship's at its most solid. We'll bring our time bubble along with us and everything will be fine. Trust me.
What could possibly go wrong?
You wanted to come, Jemima. There's always the frozen statue option.
All right. I'm just getting this thing comfortable.
Be careful. She is the future of our people.
I'm ready, Professor Song.
Good. Then with me.
Three, two, one,
jump! Well done. All still in one piece?
And we're not splintered in time. Well done.
Look at this place. Someone's been collecting souvenirs.
These belong to the colony.
I'm less and less convinced my husband's here after all. He's not above bringing back the odd straw donkey, a pair of maracas, but this is wholesale thievery. It's much more my style.
He's here.
Or the style of another archaeologist not a million light years from here.
I do not understand.
I'm not sure we should go any further until...
My husband. Now we're here, shall we rescue him? Or do I actually need to start making threats?
The hatchling!
The most valuable member of your hive. So delicate. And my boots are so heavy. It'd be a shame, but I imagine even a crushed corpse would fetch a good price. Put down your guns, Ant. And you, River.
Professor Steele, what about me?
Do you still want your degree? Then be a loyal little warborg and keep them all covered.
Right. Sorry about this.
You always like to keep hold of the aces, Jemima. I should have remembered from Bridge Club. What do you want?
To enter the bridge of this ship, and for you to use your time field to free the man inside. Melek.
Temporal shield failing.
I know. So get this message out. I only hope you remember.
Temporal shield gone. All systems normal.
Of course I remember, Melek, my sweet. How are you?
Jemima. You're here, and...
Hello, Melek. Remember me? That's what the signal meant. Husband not moving? Mr. Still, you took her name.
River, I... Yes.
All right, no need to go all goo-goo-eyed. It was a long time ago.
And it was only one date.
I'm the one who came for you. Bear that in mind.
Yes, of course. Oh, thank you, Jemima.
Time for that kind of thing later.
What about that original message? Dihydrogen monoxide, sonic waves?
My creative translation. I had to persuade you somehow. I needed your special abilities to work the time generator.
I don't quite understand. This is the Prof's husband. I thought he was lost years ago.
He was. Off on some damn fool trip to study Time Lords. He was as bad as you, Spod.
I've always been fascinated by time technology, you know that. It's how we discovered so much about the Liparia system.
Lost and now found. Mr. Still with a massive hoard of Liparian artifacts. I'm guessing there was more detail in that message than you ever let on, Jemima.
What about the devils? The Discordia? What about my people?
It was a tragedy. I'm sorry. But the Discordia are gone now. They brought it on themselves.
You know what happened here?
I saw most of it. I tried to get away when the temporal collapse started. I managed to lock onto a vortex wormhole. It gave me a few seconds to get my distress call out.
Impressive. Maybe I underestimated you, Melek.
Really?
Enough. Robot boy, throw the insect off the ship. I need River to operate the time field, more's the pity. Melek, this crate is space-worthy.
Yes, so long as it has a bubble of time to fly inside.
Oh, hold on. We can find a way to save this world.
Yes! Restore time to the planet! Save my hive!
Spot, I thought I told you to get her off this ship. Do I have to remind you about the pupa? Think of it as a noble sacrifice to ensure the future of your hive, or some such nonsense.
Gamora! Sorry, we need to go.
Don't worry! I'll think of something!
No, you won't.
I'll secure the bridge, run a system check.
We can save this whole star system. Use that wormhole to boost my time field generator.
I said no. What's the point of collecting the lost treasures of Liparia if Liparia doesn't stay lost?
That's all this is. A smash and grab. You're the kind of archaeologist who gives tomb robbing a bad name.
Go on, outside. I don't want to have to use this gun.
If I step out there, I will be lost, frozen in time, along with my hive. You will be responsible for the end of my people.
There's the pupa. Professor Still said...
I don't care what the maggot food said! Think for yourself. No wonder your parent commanders hate you.
They don't hate me. They're just disappointed. Please, get out.
No.
I'll shoot you. I totally mean it.
I don't think so. You never killed anything before.
You could actually be the first.
But I won't. I see it in your visual senses. Your programming says yes, but your core processor says no. You want me to leave. Make me.
Right. I can do this.
Come on, Warborg. Is that all you have?
You asked for this. Power boosting servos. You...
River did have a point, my sweet.
What?
Well, why should I simply carry on supporting your career when I could have a legacy of my own?
Oh, don't start thinking for yourself, Melak. You know what happens.
5 years lost. I thought you might have missed me, but no. 5 minutes in and it's just as clear as ever. You've never really loved me.
Oh, not this again. The constant reassurance, the neediness. It did get wearing. I married you. What more do you want?
You used me. My research. My technology. Did you ever love anyone, Jemima, apart from yourself?
Far be it from me to get involved in domestics, but when did you grow a backbone, Melak? And what are you doing to my time field generator?
Get us airborne, Melak. We'll deal with this later, in private.
I'm not taking off. I'm doing what River suggested with the wormhole. We can achieve something much bigger. Something right.
Your mind's addled. Time lords, time wars. You think you're like them? You're one little man, an obsessive mediocrity.
Interesting you mentioned the time war. That's what let the Discordia in, you see. No one keeping order. No one to oppose the rules, so they make their own.
You saw the Discordia in action.
They're terrifying. They discovered time technology on their homeworld and ran riot. They go back, you see, go back and give themselves the advantage. Re-engineer their weapons, their biology, whatever they need to win. But they made a mistake here.
They used the wrong weapon. They removed time from Liparia. It blew up in their face. They got stuck. Stuck in the vortex. Oh, no.
Time field's growing. Time is returning across the whole system. We'll save everyone. And I mean everyone.
My people, the colony. I can breathe their lives.
We should go say hello. Gamora, what is it? You're doing that weird thing with your mandibles.
What weird thing?
That. Any time we've been in danger or trouble or...
I smell the scent of anger. The Queen knows what I did. They are coming.
There. We have it.
Happy now? River's impressed, but she still won't go on another date with you.
She's not wrong. I have been so very, very stupid.
You're looking a little red in the face, Melak. You're excited, but you should probably watch your blood pressure.
Ladies, excuse me while I change. I should be properly attired.
Horns? A tail? Is this some kind of joke?
I said I saw the attack on the hive. Little white lie. I led it.
Discordia. Melek, you're a Discordian.
Weird to revisit my old self for those few seconds, to send a distress call. Much more fun like this. The Discordia will take anyone. I found that out 5 years ago. They like to expand the gene pool. Retroactive genetic engineering. They made me a sub-lieutenant and everything. Wonder what promotion I'll get for this. Oh, here they come. Out of the vortex.
Your arm! What's happened to it?
What would you like me to threaten you with today? Laser harpoon, plasma bullets, old-fashioned projectiles. The Discordia are all about self-determination.
I suppose it appeals to the weak and feeble-minded.
Shut up, Riversong! Let's go and see my people in action.
They will show us no mercy. Defend yourself if you wish, but I will surrender to my hive.
I'm starting to realize something. I don't really want to shoot anymore. I just want to be the first warlord graduate of Luna University. My parent commander was right. I'm totally useless.
Don't be ashamed. Not everyone is born to fight, especially males. We find our place eventually. Machine boy, a pity you.
What's that?
The Discordia! Melek tricked us!
Tricked you?
It was all a ploy to bring them back.
Back to destroy your hand?
No!
What happened?
Message from Discordia Battlefleet. They went back and blew up the formicary before they woke up.
No! The hill! The whole colony! It's gone!
We always win.
You devil monster!
Don't! Please, don't give them an excuse to shoot you down!
I don't need one. Mind you, could be interesting genetic material. Some Discordia might fancy an exoskeleton. Pheromone communication. That could be fun.
Is that what you do? Use the cosmos as a genetic pick and mix? Jump back in time, re-engineer yourselves for every fight?
Pretty much, yes. Now, I'll rejoin the fleet. As soon as they retro-engineer transmats in my battleship, the Anchory. She's a beauty. You'll like her.
I'm certain I'll like blowing her up.
I'll have quite the prize to take back with me. To show the General. Or maybe even the Emperor. Riversong. The proto-Time Lord herself. The one. The only.
Didn't see that coming, did you?
Is that the time field generator?
It's not like we need it anymore now Riversong has done her worst.
I didn't know. I'll put this right.
Yes, it's up to you to put the stopper back in the Discordia bottle. Here, and take this.
The pupa. She is safe.
Spud, give me your disintegrator gun.
Yes, Professor.
Are you going to kill him?
No. I think that will actually be quite difficult. He's got some kind of shielding. But I can buy you time to escape.
You hit me.
Jemima, you don't have to do this.
I'm seriously thinking about going back and not marrying you.
Then who'd come and rescue you? Paradoxes aren't for amateurs.
As they found out when they froze Liparia. Go. Your vortex manipulator works now. I don't know how many more shots I have.
Jemima.
You have the skills to fix this river. I do not. You know what my hell was? Admitting that to your face. Make sure I'm remembered.
That's funny.
My book. The signed copies in the university shop. They'll be worth a fortune.
Spud! Gamare! Take my hand!
Jemima, can we talk about... Where's River?
Always her, isn't it? Oh, well. Melek? Where did you go?
Behind you. Two can play at this game. Well, that's a shame. going to tell you about my promotion. Never mind. There's a whole universe out there to wreck. Discordia, this is newly promoted Sub-Captain Melak. Reporting in.
We're back at the university.
Have a good life, you two. I need to stop the Discordia. I'll try the Astro Department first. They'll start showing up. They can't help themselves. They'll be like an infection spreading across space-time.
Wait, Professor Song.
Yes?
Are we doing this? Yes. Yes, I think we are. Professor? We're coming with you.
You cannot beat them alone. We are your hive.
All right. A few more hands would be useful, but it will be dangerous.
Our Warborg laughs in the face of danger.
Okay. Make sure that pupa is safe, Gamare. And I'll make plans. Let's take them down. Water. It began with water. It'll be a long time till I can go back to that spa. If the doctor's not around, I often look the other way. I'll take the easier or the more lucrative path. But I've seen where that leads. I've seen Jemima Still threaten a child to feather her nest. And she was just an academic. The Discordia are lawless. Time cannibals let loose on the cosmos. And the usual guardians of time are out to lunch. Fires like that often burn themselves out. And they did. In Liparia. But I set them raging again. With or without you, my love, I have got to put things right. It began with water, but this will end in flames. Every last Discordia will burn in the inferno that they dressed for. They think they're devils? I'm going to give them hell.
You've been listening to The Diary of River Song, Time in a Bottle, by Emma Reeves and Matt Fitton. River Song was played by Alex Kingston, Gamare, Adele Lynch, Professor Jemima Still, Formidian Queen, Fenella Woolgar, Spod, Josh Bolt, Melak, George Asprey, Dante, Nicholas Asbury. Other parts played by members of the cast. Script editor, Matt Fitton. Producer, David Richardson. Director, Ken Bentley. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.